Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That seems reasonable to me, to have him cool his heels for several weeks while they figure this out.
I don't have in front
out.
Of me who they play, but I mean,
they're done.
It could crush
without,
their season.
Without him, I think they're a vastly different team. I do think this game is important for another reason, too. And I hesitate to say this because it's just stupid to put this team in the ground, no matter how much I want to laugh at their good but I think somewhat overrated head coach who loses a lot of games he shouldn't lose in the fourth quarter. Baltimore has at Dallas, and they're going to be pissed, and they still have a talented team. The Bills, who I'm going to take an early partial victory lap here, I thought rumors of their demise were greatly exaggerated, and they appear to be the Bills yet again.
Yep.
At the Bengals,
yep.
Who you know are going to be pissed. By the way, they're one of the only teams who started 0-2 in the 14-team playoff era and made the playoffs.
They could be 0-5.
They did it.
The Ravens could be 0-5.
And then it doesn't get much easier, Pony. Commanders, fine. At Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay's good. Mulsey might have just put in a $10 bet on them to win it all.
Okay, there are 6 losses, potentially.
At the Browns, I don't think they'll lose, but that Browns defense could keep that game close. They're sure going to beat the Broncos, Bengals again at home. My point is they could have 5 or 6 losses by the time they actually see the Steelers in week 11.
No doubt. I think they could end up being like a 10-7 team.
Also, the only other time Harbaugh started 0-2, do you know what their record was for that year? 5-11.
That was with Joe Flacco. All right, let's talk to Greg Brown. He is in St. Louis, brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Greg, the Pirates were unfortunately eliminated from playoff contention last night. When we do the autopsy on why this team didn't get to the postseason in 2024, in your opinion, what will be the number one reason?
I'd off the bat have to say the bullpen. I think if the bullpen had been anything like it was last year, they had won several more games this year. So that's my quick, direct answer.
Greg, when you look at getting this team in better position to win for next year, if you were to put a percentage on it, how much of the pieces, or what percent of the pieces are already in place on this roster in this organization, and what percentage do you think they need to try to find outside this organization?
Well, I mean, I think that they've got to find, you know, I don't know if they're in the organization or not, but you got to get a first baseman, mm-hmm. You know, that may be in the organization. You've got to get a right fielder, it looks like. And depending on what Hayes, well, you'll have somebody at third. So that would be it for me position-wise. Depending on what McCutchen does, that will determine with the DH situation. And I think they need to shore up the bullpen. So they need to get a couple of relievers. I think they have to go outside, in my opinion. They're better off going outside the organization to find some veteran bullpen help. And then I don't know whether the first baseman and the right fielder are in the organization or not, but those would be my priorities.
Do you think that they've found their center fielder of the future? How do you feel O'Neill Cruz has handled that switch?
I think he's been okay with it. I think that they're, now that they've moved him there, that's it. They're going to sink or swim with him in center. So I think he's been decent defensively. He's made some obvious rookie type mistakes out there. But overall, I've been pleasantly surprised by his defense. Not thrilled that he's not played, that he wasn't able to play last night, hoping that that's not something that they have to worry about all too much longer. And I know Derek Shelton mentioned it to the media scrum last night that there's something they're going to have to monitor. Hopefully that the time off this winter heals it and that he really won't have to worry about that. He can put him in center field just about every single day. I was just watching a national show about an hour ago about players that post up and how important that is and how valuable a guy like Brian Reynolds is to this team. I just really hope that over the winter, O'Neill heals up and is ready to go and fired up to play center field next year as often as he possibly can get out there.
Greg, at the trade deadline, the Pirates traded for a right fielder who still has 3 years left of team control, and here you are saying they need a right fielder. So what the heck's going to happen to Brian De La Cruz?
Well, I mean, you asked me my opinion.
Yes.
So my opinion was that he's not, for me, he's not shown me that he could be an everyday right fielder. I like him. He's a great person, but he's been, quite frankly, a disappointment. And they may be thinking otherwise. They may be thinking that they're going to give him a shot next year. But for me, I think they've got to go out and get an everyday right fielder. Maybe they think that he could platoon with a left-handed batting right fielder and a combination would work. I guess that's possible. But if I were going out and looking to improve this club, those are the areas I'd be looking at. I'd be looking at bullpen help and essentially an everyday right fielder and first baseman.
Is Kiner Falefa as valuable as he otherwise could be if he's just locked in as your everyday shortstop?
Oh man, that's a good question, Chris. I don't know if I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. He might be more valuable bouncing around, and I think we're going to see that over the now less than 2 weeks of the season. Derek Shelton mentioned that during his pregame radio last night that they're going to start to see guys bouncing around like Nick Gonzalez, like Jared Triolo. Kiner Falefa might be better suited to be a utility type infielder that can bounce from third to short to second on a really good team. So maybe I'd go back and rethink those positions that maybe, and again, stressing that these players could be in the organization. I don't know. I don't know what they think about Leo Vera-Pagero.
Like they don't like him very much because he's been buried at AAA the entire year, Greg.
Well, he hasn't been playing all that well at AAA. So I think from what I gather, maybe over the last few weeks he got better, but as a season, as the season went on,
gotcha.
But overall, I don't think they felt like he was everyday material.
Greg, they owe Key Brian Hayes about $50 million, but you said maybe third baseman going through places where they could upgrade. Do you think this organization would bring in a better third baseman and say, look, it's just a sunk cost. It's $7 million a year. It's not a ton in the bigger picture of baseball. We need to get better at that position. And if that means Key Brian Hayes is like a bonus to us in 2025, so be it.
I think that they would first want to find out if they can get Hayes healthy. And if Hayes, I still think that if Hayes is, and I know you guys don't necessarily agree with me, but I think if Hayes, we're healthy. We've seen enough of him that his whole game, defensively and offensively, could be a tremendous third baseman, above average third baseman. May never hit 25 homers, driving 100, but certainly suitable enough for what he brings to the table. Again, going back to a guy that can post up every day, that's critical. But if he's there every single day. I think we've seen enough from his bat that he can be more than serviceable there and be a productive third baseman on a winning team. I think he could be part of a championship team, so I don't think they would give up on him anytime soon. There's a huge, important offseason for him to get that back thing straightened out.
Greg Brown and the Pirates, a dozen games left before we close the curtain on 2024. Greg, thank you so much. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, guys.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
For Russell Wilson, like, if you were a team right now and your quarterback got hurt, would you be calling them about Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think he'd be the number one guy. You would call. There's no doubt. You would. And here's the thing. And people are going to be, oh, you can't. Then what do you ask for? Here's what you ask for. You ask for a first-round pick. Oh, there's no way in hell get him for four. Why would Pittsburgh trade him? If not for, unless it's a first-round pick, they're not going to trade him because their situation is good. Everybody knows you need two quarterbacks in this league. Mm.
That was Rex Ryan. And there was an article on ESPN's website about the Steelers potentially trading Russell Wilson to the Dolphins. And that might have become more real now that Tua is out until at least week eight with his concussion problems. Russell Wilson has a no-trade clause, so he dictates things here. The Steelers are not out of the woods with Justin Fields. I am very encouraged. I am optimistic. I also know he is a quarterback that gets hit a lot, and
he has not
played a full season because of that. So I do think, if you were to get rid of Russell Wilson, there's a good chance Kyle Allen is going to end up suiting up for a game or two with you. And if a team offered a first-round pick, every human being in the world as a GM would take a first-round pick for Russell Wilson. So we know that's not going to happen. It makes for good TV, a guy that loves feet and is
generally... He dipped his toe into the trade waters.
A gregarious guy and once... Yes, good line. And Rex Ryan once took pictures with Jim Colony when the Penguins were getting ready to play the Predators in the Stanley
Rob
Cup.
Rob Ryan was involved there, too.
And they were drinking beers together, and Colony got into it and whatnot. So I do like the... I think the Rex Ryan character is a guy that I do like. I find him to be funny and interesting. The one thing about... The only thing about the Russell Wilson getting traded to the Dolphins that gives it just a twinge of legitimacy, because unless it is a first or even a second round pick, the Steelers would never do it. And no team is going to give up that much to rent Russell Wilson for the rest of the year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that would make Russell Wilson to the Dolphins potentially happen, I still don't think it would, but I'm going to say potentially happen, is if Russell Wilson wanted to go play in Miami and knew that the Dolphins were interested in him and asked the Steelers to trade him to the Dolphins. Because if you look at it from his perspective, if we all agree that Russell Wilson is in a situation where his production this year is going to determine his future, his NFL future as a quarterback hinges on what happens this year. I'll ask everybody this question. Is there a better chance Russell Wilson puts up numbers in Pittsburgh or Miami?
Well, other than the fact that the Miami offense requires the quarterback to throw the ball to the middle of the field, it's Miami.
Yes.
But I think Russ could probably find a way to put up some numbers just chucking deep balls to Tyreek Hill.
If I were a quarterback who knew my career was on life support, I would rather play for the Dolphins than the Steelers.
It's the Shanahan offense, and the Shanahan offense is almost defense-proof.
And if Justin Fields continues to play, and I get medically cleared, and Mike Tomlin still won't let me play...
Bye-bye.
If I were Russell Wilson's agent, and I knew the history of the Steelers trading disgruntled employees, I think I would tell him to raise a stink to get to Miami. But in my opinion, that's the only way it happens. Because, number one, you literally need his cooperation on a trade because of his no-trade clause. And I don't think the Steelers have any designs on hurting their depth at the most important position in football when they don't consider themselves a rebuilding team. They're 2-0. They're in first place. They have a two-game lead. They're not cutting off their nose to spite their let's build up our draft kitty. You know, they're just not doing that.
To a team in their own conference who might be, if they get Wilson and he's good, jockeying for a playoff spot. You know who actually should trade their backup quarterback? Mainly because I want to see this guy play in their offense. The Browns. I want to see famous Jameis in the McDaniel offense. I want to see him just chucking it all over the lot. One of the only things Tua doesn't do well besides stay healthy, he doesn't have a great arm down the field. So he underthrows guys. Jameis Winston doesn't have that problem. Can you imagine famous Jameis just picking apart teams?
I've got a take that is absolutely going to take that larger head of yours, not huge, that bigger head of yours and possibly cause little pieces of brain to be scattered all around here in studio.
Was this the movie Scanners?
I think if Mason Rudolph were the Dolphins quarterback, they'd make the playoffs.
Because it's not air raid. It isn't that offense, but it simplifies it for the quarterback.
So you're agreeing with me.
Yes, because I think Mason Rudolph in the right setting could make a playoff
team. Tables have turned, Don.
Wait a minute. I was the guy who just said they've got to go with him immediately once he had one good game. I was the full off of any other bandwagon and just let this guy cook and see what happens. I thought they should have tried to bring him back in the offseason, and they didn't.
Mm.
He would absolutely be able to make a playoff run with that team if he stayed healthy because he needs what? Tua throws the ball pretty quick. I thought Mason was getting rid of it, by and large, pretty quickly. Throws a good deep ball, man. Always has.
It is, of all the things we've talked about or have not talked about today, one of the things that I've gotten sent to me repeatedly from Steelers fans is this idea that Miami needs Russell Wilson. And seemingly fans like wanting to speak it into existence, hoping that it happens, wanting it to happen, yearning for it to happen, which is a leap of faith in Justin Fields that I am personally not ready to make. It also speaks to, I think, two things. Number one, how fans view Russell Wilson as really a dead end quarterback, where even if he gets on the field, you're going nowhere with him. Both short-term and long-term, nowhere of significance.
Yep.
And also just like still among Steelers fans, even though we've talked today about potentially Broderick Jones turning into a bust and Kenny Pickett being a bust because you traded him after year two, still just the obsession with fans for draft picks. And whenever they think there's a chance they can collect a draft pick, wanting to expedite conversation and accelerate conversation and push conversation about getting draft picks.
Don't you think that that's become more prevalent in the last several years? More fans have gotten more avid. There's more like podcasts or outlets that super serve sort of the team building side of this. I think more people, everyone has all, the whole genesis of sports talk even existing is that everybody in our chairs likes to play GM, basically, or coach.
That's why I have 19 fantasy teams.
I'm saying like Monday morning GM, Monday morning quarterback, but I think the people who like to do that now, the way that the league is covered, the different outlets you have a better handle on it than they ever did in the past. Like back in the day, people really did like come up with pie in the sky scenarios, and now you'll get like people that are pretty educated in what they're talking about, saying, no, you should do this because you could get blah, 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 and you could then flip that for blah, blah, blah.
Donnie, do you have an opinion on the Russell Wilson to the Dolphins fodder?
I think they should at least make the phone call.
Who?
I mean, why not?
Who's making the call? The Steelers to the Dolphins or the Dolphins to the Steelers?
I think the Steelers should.
Really?
Wow!
He's a Fields guy. He feels like this job is Justin's now.
All I'm saying is make a phone call. I'm not saying that they're dead set on making a deal, but maybe see what they'd be willing to give up.
Well, before you make the phone call, you've got to go to Wilson and say, "Would you take a trade to the Dolphins? We're going to call them." Like, you can't just, I guess, make the call behind his back when he's got a no trade.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand, like, who wouldn't want to play.
No, I think
offense.
I think if he was smart, he would say, "Wait a minute, I have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle."
Yeah, you have the fastest guy in football, and you have a top 12 receiver.
We played three quarterbacks here last year. You can't compromise your own quarterback depth.
I didn't say they had to immediately make a deal. I said do your due diligence.
What about quarterback for quarterback? What if they grab like Tyler Huntley or somebody? Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley.
He's on Miami's team already.
I know. Trade Wilson. Just say give us a pick in one of your other quarterbacks. Keep that quarterback.
But I just what is the point of the due diligence here?
I mean, if they say that they would actually give a relatively high pick.
Well, what is your definition of relatively high pick?
If a team would actually give like a second round pick for Russell Wilson, you absolutely do it.
Man.
Would you do it, Pony, for a second? 45th pick in the draft.
Here's my issue with that. And I've said today that
you have zero commitment to the guy.
You would be flipping a veteran minimum contract.
How valuable though is
top
really
50 pick.
Okay, but how valuable is really a second round pick? If we're all agreeing that Russell Wilson, if he gets healthy, makes Miami possibly formidable again, you are making it harder for your team to make the playoffs. You are hurting yourself at the most important position, all in the name of like the 55th pick.
Where was your cut?
You guys said yesterday that you wouldn't trade
Najee.
Well, that's what I was just going to bring up. You guys said yesterday you wouldn't trade Najee to Kansas City, and now you're willing to trade Russell Wilson to Miami so they have a facilitator, a guy that can actually get the ball to their weapons. I don't want to make their life easier.
Russ might not play for this team this year, and Najee's still their starting running back in their hammer.
Wait, and that's also going to be the difference of probably, like, what, 15 picks? Maybe 10 picks?
Well, you just said something that I find interesting. So now you actually do think there's a decent chance Fields never gives the job back to Wilson this year.
For two reasons. He's doing, I think, the job the way Tomlin is happy having it done. And I will say let me check my watch here, the 578th time, I think Russell Wilson is much more hurt than anyone around there is letting on.
Well, then they can't, but the second point, though, makes the trade can't happen.
What's the deadline? October, is it right at the end of
October?
Well,
yeah, but that's also something, unless 3 or 4 weeks go by and they get much worse news on Tua and they figure out he's out for the year, they'd want to get Russell Wilson there ASAP. Because even if he's not, even if he's close to playing, you get him up to speed on their offense, then you like get him out there and replace Skylar Thompson like next week.
Trade him.
Have him play in week 4.
Okay, trade him 2 weeks from now when he's pretty much as healthy as he's going to be and maybe the Steelers are 4-0. You could still thread that needle. But I do think Justin Fields is opening Mike Tomlin's eyes. I think Mike Tomlin goes to sleep at night, hits the pillow, and he's got a smile on his face because his quarterback doesn't have a single turnover yet.
I don't disagree with that. I think that's absolutely true.
And so that coupled with the fact that Fields is 10 years younger, that Mike loved him at Ohio State, loved him in his draft year.
But it's one thing
would make him maybe more loath than others to go to Wilson.
It's one thing to trade Chase Claypool for a second round pick out of conference to a bad team and you're sick of Chase Claypool and you don't want him around. It'd be another thing to trade the captain of your football team to a team that you are competing for a playoff spot with in your own conference and make them immeasurably better, because say what you will about Wilson, he is magnitudes better than Skylar Thompson and whatever crap they have there.
Yeah, but trading him to a team you're competing with the playoffs for the playoffs with wouldn't change their ultimate fate this year, which is they ain't winning a playoff
game. So then why don't we talk Jermaine Johnson just got hurt in New York.
TJ Watt
to the Jets, 412-928-9370.
Glad you've come around to my thinking. Two firsts.
It's debrief time, and it's brought to you by Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Lebanon. By the way, your heart care matters. Get your heart checked at UPMC Heart and Vascular Institute today. Donald?
It's Mount Washington, first off.
What'd I say?
Mount Lebanon. That's your third omission today.
Mistake. Omission would be he just left it out completely.
What was the, I know I said
Pinnis
instead of Pins. What was the other one I made?
Daryl in Houston, PA. Oh. I clearly had it marked as Daryl in Houston, Texas.
These are all works, though, Donnie.
Absolutely,
it's all 100% a work by our guy here.
To what? Make myself look bad?
You're just throwing little...
Yes, let me do things that make it seem like I'm incompetent at my job, because we all like doing that.
Well, you do tweet a lot.
Donnie?
The debrief, September 17, 2024. I expressed this issue to you guys in the back last week, and I'm still having the same problem because I don't know where else to go with the issue that I have.
Well, if it's erectile dysfunction, I'm going to recommend Regenesis.
I have heard those. Yeah, I have heard those reads.
And if you need a new car, I'll tell you Shorty Mitsubishi.
I'm locked out of one of my fantasy football leagues. And it also happens to be a league that I am the commissioner in.
Oh, no.
Is it a money league?
Yeah, I mean, now it's like a lower... We only do it for like $25. It's not like a big-time buy-in.
Yeah.
But it's like the league with my dad, my brother-in-law is in there, you know, a bunch of guys from high school are in there. Like, this league has been going on for years.
I'll just ask, is this the NFL.com league?
Yes.
They have very bad customer service.
The NFL fantasy app, like, crashed... Mm-hmm. The first night of the season. It was either that first night or that first Sunday. And it logged me out. And I have been using the website and the app since I was a kid. Like, probably since I was like 9 or 10 years old. And I've only ever needed a username to get in to access my fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the last few years, all I've ever needed was a username, if any little snafu ever happened. I don't have an email linked to this NFL fantasy account.
Sorry.
What are you pointing at?
There was a woman on the Golf Channel. I was trying to get Malzi's attention and see. This is old highlights. Now, this is not what
this
I was referring
like
to.
This is like Laura Davies and like Muffin
somebody
Spencer
else. Sorry,
Devlin.
Donnie. There was somebody I was saying. Is that... It was that Paige Sporanic. I thought it may have been. She's a giant Steelers fan. And I was trying to see if Chris... There, this woman. Do we know who she is?
That's not Paige Sporanic.
I like her.
Allison Nicholas, I believe.
I'm a fan of this woman. She's doing a very good job on this demonstration. So you're locked out of this NFL fantasy league where you are the commissioner.
It is now requiring an email. I do not have an email. I never have had an email linked to
my
NFL fantasy page.
Are you someone...
I've DM'd their DMs are open.
It's
got nothing.
You're done. You got to move it to another app or website next year. Are you someone that has, in the past, when the Steelers were playing one of your... guys bench that player because you didn't want to root against them versus the Steelers? Is this a move Donnie Football has done?
Maybe like when I was a kid.
But now that you're playing for keeps, you don't do that.
No.
But are you playing? Are you?
I also almost never draft Steelers.
Are you playing
because I know how bad the offense normally is?
Fair point. Are you playing for big enough keeps though now, where if it's say a Monday night make or break Jets and Steelers? And if Breece Hall scores a touchdown at the end of the game, you're going to win your fantasy matchup. But the Steelers are going to lose the game. Are you okay with it?
No, I always hold the Steelers game first and foremost there. And I'll worry about fantasy later on.
So you're not in a big enough money league yet where you would look at it that way? Because I think there are fantasy players out there that absolutely would do
that.
There
definitely are.
Depending on how much they're playing for.
Would you?
I'm in one league where the pot is enough where it's like a year-changing total for my bottom line.
Okay.
So if it was like December, it's week 16, I'm in the championship. And if this guy scores against the Steelers, I'm going to win.
This many figures?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Well, yeah. No, it is. I think it is five.
Okay.
Then how do you say no to that?
You don't. You absolutely root for your own.
Like, if you needed Rashee Rice to score a touchdown against the Steelers on Christmas and it was going to be the difference between $500 and $20,000, Donnie, wouldn't you root for the $20,000?
I'd have a Rashee Rice jersey on. I'd be speeding to my local sporting goods store.
I hate to say it. I know that's sacrilegious as a fan, but...
Does the team care about you at the end of the day?
I don't know if we'll ever be in a league with that high stakes. So you really have no advice for me here? It's just game over?
There's none. I think Chris said it best said NFL.com and the NFL in general, their customer service
like an email?
Sucks. Their
That's
Game
what
Pass,
I was going to tell you.
NFL Plus, all of that stuff, they're dreadful at it. They know they print money. They're a $20 billion industry, so they don't value you because if Donnie Football gets mad, there's literally millions of people lining up behind you to get their product, and it sucks.
Here's what I would try to tell you. Try to find an email that's like support. I'll try to help you with this. support@nfl.com or something like that. Fantasy support. They've got to have some email. They probably don't care about it, but they have to have something. And I would suggest you just quickly, if you can find that, email it, explain your problem, and be like, please, for the love of God, can you get me back into this account?
Plus, I'm pretty sure my team's just nice.
I think a lot of this...
I just won a game. Apparently, I won my game last week by, 20-plus points, and I had Njoku as my tight end.
Which, I got to be honest, that has to make you feel bad because, the auto-drafting did way better than you.
No. Here's the thing. I drafted my team.
And then it locked you out after.
And then it locked you
because
out.
Because it crashed the first week of the season.
I think it all has to do with their switch over to NFL Plus.
I drafted a hell of a squad.
It has everything to do with their switch over to NFL Plus. That's been the big bugaboo there for them. It's a mess. I've had huge problems with them, too.
But here's the other thing, though. You're in like 10 other. You're in like 5 other leagues, right?
He's the commissioner of this one.
Yeah, who cares? Right? I mean, you've got so many more. If one fantasy league falls by the wayside,
but
there's another one or two
hand
there
in
to
leadership.
Access the league. I have zero access to the league.
But how often do you need the commissioner in a league?
The league. You're speaking to a commissioner right now,
and you hate it. The league will churn on without Donnie.
It'll be fine now that season has started.
Donnie, I've had to adjudicate one major issue in our Greensburg league that I think I handled very well.
That is true. Yeah, Malzie did have to step in early.
We had a major player acquisition.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Horse wrap pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.